This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We expect to learn more today about the deal to keep Crozer, Chester, and Taylor Hospitals in Delaware County open. A short-term agreement and prospects for a long-term deal will be presented during a hearing in bankruptcy court scheduled for this afternoon. Take you live now to Chester and or to Delaware County and KYW's Tim Jimenez. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Ian. Yeah, Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday and the nonprofit Foundation for Delaware County announced the agreement. They say they look forward to updating the court today. In a statement, the foundation said, quote, the immediate funding pieces necessary to bridge to a long-term solution are in place. Sunday's statement mentioned a permanent nonprofit owner as the end game here, but he didn't elaborate on how close they are to getting there. And officials didn't say how much money the foundation will be spending this time and how much time they bought to keep Chester Health running. This go-around, this is yet another financial lifeline for Crozer, Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital. The facilities would have already closed down if it wasn't for a short-term funding agreement that was reached a couple weeks ago when the foundation offered to pay millions of dollars to keep the places running. This whole situation has been very stressful for those who rely on Crozer Health, the patients, of course, and the thousands of employees. Crozer's parent company, Prospect Medical Holdings, filed for bankruptcy back in January. And things have been pretty chaotic since then. Local officials have been concerned, Ian, that these hospital closures, if they were to happen, would deal such a blow to public health here in Delaware County.
All right, Tim Jimenez, thanks.
702. I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.